Hello. Oh, they're veering off. Yeah, so, you know, it's just, I love that little video clip. I think I played that before, but that's, you know, it's just this funny, very funny look at a very one-sided power struggle there between a warship and a lighthouse. So it's really good. And you know, it's just a great reminder, again, that, you know, the lighthouse doesn't move for anyone. It's not going to move. It's an immovable object. You know, as I've been praying through this week, this message this week, the picture that God's given, and again, was reminded as I had a meeting with someone this week, of that lighthouse. The picture of the lighthouse. Being who we are going to be in this community, who we're called to be in this community, who CLA is to be in this world. A lighthouse, it's this example of a solid structure that is it emits a bright, bright light present for those in need. You know, I see us as the church that is a lighthouse on the hillside, literally. Jesus being the light that shines brightly with a focused beam that reaches far into the darkest parts of our community and the Sunshine Coast. That we would be the lighthouse that is seen from miles around, for kilometers around. That those around us would know this lighthouse. That those in this community would know this lighthouse. That they would know it as a landmark, as a place of safety, as a place of salvation. And friends, it's this prophetic picture that's been spoken over this church throughout the years gone by. Many of you may be aware of that. Some of you may not have that idea at all or know that. But it is a picture that's been spoken over this church in years past. And again, confirmed by my friend Darcy McAllister, who came and spoke here last year at our Missions Emphasis Sunday. And it was absolutely amazing, again, because he didn't know anything about that. But he just came and shared it again, this picture of a lighthouse. This picture of a lighthouse. And it's confirming for me to see the vision of this church to become more present and to see how Jesus is to be the light in this community on the Sunshine Coast, that we are not going to be inward focused exclusively anymore. Not that the church ever really was. But sometimes there's a tendency to insulate ourselves. That we have to protect ourselves from that evil world out there. When did Jesus say that? He actually said, go out. Don't be like the world, but be in the world. Be the light, be the change, be salt. And so we're not going to be a place that has that drawbridge at the front, that once or twice a year we drop that drawbridge and run out and try to gather as many people as we can and bring them back in and pull that drawbridge back up so we're safe. But the reality is that Jesus is in us. And as we step out in faith, the darkness has nowhere to run. We are the lighthouse as Christ shines out of us. Amen. You know, I'm really excited to see how we have been just present in this community. I want to say to you personally, those that I know that have been engaged, that have been out there, I'm really proud of you. I see the effort that you make. The conversations that you have with those people out there that are actually very life-giving and rich with the example of a life filled with Jesus. Because you get it. You get that following Jesus is all about allowing God to speak out and speak through. Not about being afraid. Not about cowering back. But about stepping forward and saying, okay, God, I'm stepping forward in faith as I feel you're leading me to step out. And then allowing the Holy Spirit to speak out in ways that you couldn't even understand. I remember having a conversation with one of your young adults a while back, and he got into this conversation with a fellow who was very strongly a homosexual, and he wanted to know what his thoughts were on that. And they were good friends. They'd known each other for a long time. And this young adult was able to speak words that he didn't even know what to say. But at the end of that conversation, he was just shaking his head like, wow, Holy Spirit just spoke through very clearly there. That's what God wants to do. That's what God wants to do. And this fellow was just amazed with what was shared. Did he change his life right there on the spot? Did he turn away from that sin? No, he did not. Not yet. But we trust that the Spirit of God is at work there. Amen. Amen. You know, I've heard stories over this past year of how you have prayed for one another, how you've been a steady, consistent example in your workplace, with your neighbors, with those in need. And again, I just want to remind you, I want to take that moment to remind you that you're doing a great job. There are little changes that you're going to see over this year in 2014 as we move forward in our vision. That vision will be something that we will walk out as a church and discover more and more as we step out in faith. And as I mentioned before, I'm really excited to see us become part of what God is calling CLA to. We together are to be a part of God's plans for this community and for this Sunshine Coast. It's not exclusive just for certain people, it's for all of us. So let's just take a moment and pray together that God would just speak. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we have in you to worship. God, the freedom that we have in you to share words of encouragement with each other. We thank you this morning that we can laugh. We can be real. God, that we don't have to be in a sterilized environment where, you know, we can and can't say certain things and we have to be so careful about minding our P's and Q's. But instead, Lord, we can be honest and real and open. Because that's real life. We don't want to live fake life. We want to live real life. So God, wake us up, shake us up, stir us up, and help us to see, God, the great things that you do have in store. And again, help us to see that the light in us, the light of Christ that would shine brightly, Lord, is like a lighthouse. That is salvation, that is safety for those that are in jeopardy. For those whose life is leading them to death. Jesus, you would bring life and life eternal. So I just pray in your name, Jesus, would you be glorified this morning in everything that's said? And Holy Spirit, again, would you speak that special word? Would you speak that word into each and every single person that's unique and for them? Thank you, Lord. Amen. So the month of January on my calendar is Vision Month. It's a month of sharing vision with the church. It's a new year. We talk about, you know, vision, about where are we headed, what are we doing, what's God up to, and, you know, encouraging you to engage in that process with the Lord in your own lives. Because God has a vision for the church. He also has a vision for you individually to lead you from A to B, to lead you from where you are today to a healthier place, to a stronger place, to a place of deeper character in Him. He has that plan for you. He has that plan for me. And so we want to spend, and you know, it's good to spend some time at the beginning of the year to just take some time out and meditate and pray and seek Him specifically to say, God, where are you leading me this year? What is it that you want to teach me this year that I should be mindful of as I walk out my life, day-to-day life, every day? You know, we've talked about 2014 being our time to rise up as a church that Jesus loves and leads. And that I am believing in faith that 2014 is a year that CLA will grow in many new ways. Well, what will that growth look like in your life personally? And I want to encourage you again that you need to support one another in these steps forward. We need healthy relationships with genuine and deep care, with grace and patience for one another. That's so important. Because when we get onto our agenda about where people should be or what should happen, that's where we make the big mistake. That's not our call. It's God at work in people's lives, and it's on His timing. And we come along faithfully and say, God, I will walk alongside with grace, mercy, and patience, but with wisdom as well. It's not about when you will arrive as the perfect believer, but instead the journey towards knowing Jesus in a deeper way and the purpose He has for your life. You know, I mentioned last week that we are to wait on God and that we are to be renewed and strengthened as we go forward. Every day is this new opportunity to ask God the new things that we're going to do. And as we look into the Word, allow God to speak to you this morning. And let His Word rest in your hearts. What does that mean? Well, when you hear Scripture, when you hear a word, let it just sit. Write it down. We have these notebooks that are available out there. Bring your own notebook. Write it down. Write down the Scripture verse. Write down the point. And see what God would speak to you in that as you just sit and look at that. Maybe it's even reading that verse over and over again. Maybe it's studying that verse. Maybe it's going online into one of the commentaries or one of the Bible study tools and just punching in that verse and seeing what's written about it and see what God would say to you out of that verse. So I encourage you again, be a people that come this on Sunday mornings prepared to take some notes, prepared to write down what God may be speaking to you. Maybe it's a journal. I have a journal that I look back on that's years and years and years old that I continually go back to and I add things to it when God speaks. And there have been times where I've gone back to that journal years later and thought, wow, I've just seen the answer to that word that was spoken that I didn't even realize at that time would look like this. And it just does something in your spirit when you see that God's promises are true, that He works them out in you. Because we have a short memory sometimes, right? So I encourage you, again, do that. Let the Word of God just rest in your hearts. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5. If you have your Bible with you, open up to Matthew chapter 5. Again, we do have it on the screen, but we always encourage you, bring your Bible with you, whether it's electronic or it's a hard copy, bring it with you. And so that you can see it yourself in your own Bible, and you can, when you go home, you can open up back to that spot. You can mark it in your Bible. You can make some notes there, and you can always go back to it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, okay? And here's what God's Word says. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. I'm going to read that again, and this time I want you to just close your eyes and listen carefully, and I want you to see, are there any words in that verse, in those verses that would stick out to you? So listen carefully, and if you can, just close your eyes and listen carefully. Matthew chapter 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. You can open your eyes. Hopefully nobody fell asleep there. I'm just checking everybody's eyes are open. Yeah, good. Okay. That's great. So what were the words in those verses that stuck out to you? Let me just ask you, what were the words? What was, somebody just say the word that stuck out to you. Did somebody just, you're the light. You're the light. Don't hide it. Someone else, what was a word that stuck out to you as you read that verse, those verses, as I shared those, that God just kind of pinpointed a word for you? Light. Where that light? Someone else? Shine. Don't hide it. Hilltop. I heard someone else say something. Praise. Yeah. Glorify. Mm-hmm. You know, was it the light? Was it, you know, let your good deeds shine out for all to see? And for me, as I read this again and again, it was being a light. Being a light. And, you know, friends, if it wasn't for my friend Dennis, who I've told you about before, he's the one that told me about Jesus. He's the one that walked me through to a place and prayed with me that sinner's prayer to come into knowing Jesus. You know, if it hadn't have been for my friend Dennis, I don't know if I would have had the same journey in life. And I've mentioned him before. He's this friend. He just took a chance on me. And when he passed away in a car accident at the age of 37, I knew that he genuinely had invested into me because he believed in me. He saw God's hand there and invested. He wasn't afraid. He genuinely invested. You know, the church that was in the small community I grew up in was a lighthouse in my life. The youth group I went to during my teen years was a safe place that I could go. It was a lighthouse. It was solid. It stayed firm and it didn't move. You know, I may have moved away from it at times, yet it stayed in place. Jesus was and is my hope. Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?" You see, when our lives are built on the solid foundation, again, take that picture of the lighthouse. I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but the picture of the lighthouse. They don't build a lighthouse on sand. They don't put it down on the beach where the tide's going to come in and the whole thing's just going to crumble. It's built on solid foundation. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? If you're afraid, I have to ask the question, what is your foundation? Have you built the foundation on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, on His Word? Or have we missed something along the way? What's your story? When you came to know Jesus, when He saved you and filled you with light, have you shared your story with anyone lately? It may not be a perfect story. It's definitely not a completed story. It's a story that's still in progress. But have you shared your story lately? Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Psalm 89, verse 15 says, "Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord." There are so many references to light in God's word. If you did a search for the word light and how many times it's referred to in God's word, you would see that there's so many, hundreds of times it's referred to light, that Jesus is the light, a light unto our path. So what does a lighthouse do? It shines a focused and consistent light out into the darkness. Sorry, it's a little hard to see there, but you know, there are the waves that are crashing and there's this focused beam firing out. You know, the lighthouse is not just like a lamp, like a bulb that's just there and it's just this bulb that just kind of brings light around. It's actually focused like a flashlight that fires out, and it's as it spins around, it's seen far, far away. You see, that lighthouse, it helps those that are caught in the storm to know where solid ground is and from crashing into the rocks. You know, we have a great view of the place we live right now. We're going to be moving soon, but from the place we're at right now, we can see on those blustery days, you know, what's going on out there. And it's never like quite like that, but, you know, you can see that it's just not looking very calm out there. And I've been on Jim's boat when it's been not very calm out there, and I sure didn't like the way that felt. Most of that trip was me kind of trying to keep my lunch down, or not even lunch, it was my breakfast, which wasn't a lot of breakfast, but I was just trying to keep it down, and it was rough, but the rough sea, the crashing waves. And if any of you have experience out on the sea, if you've ever gotten caught out there in a bad, bad weather and it's getting dark, it's, you know, if you don't have the right equipment, it can be pretty scary, I'm sure. You know, because when you're out there and you're being tossed back and forth in life, those dark storms and waves, they surround you, you need a place to land your feet again. A place that's solid. A place that's safe. You see, God gave us the body of Christ to be present for one another. And if we're not safe with each other, it's not solid ground. If we can't come to a brother or sister and say, I'm wrestling with this, I'm getting tossed around by the waves, then it's not a safe place and it's not solid ground. And that's not what we are to be in the lives of those that we call brother and sister, let alone for those that are outside of this place, outside of relationship in Jesus. We are to be gracious with one another. And when some of us are working through deep hurt, trust issues, past experiences that have been less than loving, and many of us will never, ever share with each other until we begin to be real, to be open, to be honest, to be vulnerable with each other. You know, I've said this before, and I really believe it. I can't stand plastic smiles. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm great. Everything's so good. I'm so happy. No, you're not. Because I know. I'm your pastor. But what's the point? What's the point? Why come to church if you're not going to be real? Over and over again, pretending that everything in your life is A-okay. And all God's saying is, why don't you trust someone? Maybe you got hurt in the past. Maybe it's time to forgive them. Maybe it's time to go out for a coffee and say, you know, can we talk? I was hurt when this happened, and it may have been a long time ago, and maybe it was recently. Can we just talk because you're my brother or you're my sister, and we're going to spend eternity together? And I don't want to wait for that better relationship to start, you know, till after we're gone. Can somebody say amen to that? Why is that? Why are we so hesitant? Why is it that in this culture where we're so afraid to be honest with each other, to call each other out on things in love, to say, I want to encourage you, can I challenge you on something? Why are we afraid to hurt people's feelings when it's actually love and care? You know what happens? You know what really hurts people is when you don't step out and do what you should do, because it lets people stay continuing in their behavior, continuing in along their way in darkness, and they're not set free. And they begin to think, well, that's normal, and it's okay for me to be like that, because a brother or sister hasn't walked alongside of them and said, can I help you grow? Can I walk with you because we have a relationship and I care for you to live out a life that's a more abundant, not a life of bondage? I don't know why we do that sometimes. Maybe it's just human nature. We're afraid to... Pride? Yeah. It just doesn't help. That's not what we're called to. We're called to actually be genuine, real, open, loving, and caring. And yeah, risking. We have to risk it. So I invite you to the risk. Take the risk. Don't be afraid. The truth is, when we involve Christ, He's there and He'll walk with us through the process that we're, whatever process that we're going through, whatever growth we're going through. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 24 again reminds us, the faithfulness of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies are afresh every morning, I say to myself. The Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in Him. It's a solid structure. That lighthouse is a solid structure built on that rock or other unshakable surface. It's that bright, known, constant light. It does one thing and one thing only. It provides light. It provides that light. It has a beam that stretches through the darkness and provides hope for those who see it. The important light of that lighthouse must be built on a solid foundation. And this, to me, represents the roots of discipleship in the life of the believer. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I go to church and I'm just not being fed. Boy, it's time for us to grow up and be fed, feed ourselves. Go to church, go home, read the Word, pray, walk it out, and we'll grow. And we'll grow and we'll grow. But we need to be founded on a solid foundation, a solid rooted foundation. The solid foundation of the rock as we grow in our understanding of the character of God and we're discipled to learn more about who Jesus is and how He wants us to live our lives and how we are to be set free of the things that hold us back and grow into the people that he wants us to become. Without a firm foundation to build the lighthouse, the wind and storms could cause the structure to crumble, to lose its footing, and to be destroyed. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being in that lighthouse and that's going on. I mean, wow, that would be incredible. I can only imagine what that would sound like. You know, I've seen this happen in the lives of believers who haven't been discipled well, who have not taken the time to grow in the light of Jesus and become strong. Instead, they go out thinking that they've got it all figured out, and they soon find their lives being tossed back and forth by every wave of life that hits them, totally thrown off their walk with Jesus. And this isn't what we're called to. So here at CLA, we're creating more opportunities this year for solid discipleship to happen. That's why we're doing Alpha starting this week. It's for those who are exploring faith, of course, and asking questions, of course. But again, like I said earlier, it's also just a great refresher for those of us who have been in Christ for many years. And it's a level of discipleship. And I want to encourage you again, commit yourself to attending that. Invite someone who doesn't know Jesus. Maybe you'll be amazed at what God does. You see, friends, when someone sees a lighthouse in a storm, there's hope. And when someone sees Jesus in you, there's hope. You see, the lighthouse isn't only for those large ships that are lost, but for any and all who need to find a safe place. Jesus, the hope is Jesus. The light of Jesus that lives in us stretches past our weaknesses into the darkness so that he can use us through a conversation that says, I can pray for you, or I am praying for you, or I understand that this news of cancer must be so heavy on your heart. It's when you follow up with that person and ask how they're doing since we talked last. I just care about how you're doing. It's a simple meal together of spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread and salad around your family table. Nothing fancy. Just doing life together and allowing someone else around your family table. It's simply asking the question, how can I help you? It's dropping off a meal for a friend who's sick. It's looking someone in the eye and saying that you believe in them. When someone genuinely cares about you, you know it, right? You know it. When someone actually cares about you, you can tell. You know it. When someone encourages you from a place of actually carefully listening to you, you know it's real. Let me challenge you this morning. Let the words burst out of you, words that are full of hope that you have in Jesus. Let your actions walk with the hope of Jesus, and let your prayer be in this community, to be in this community, Jesus, that Jesus would be the hope. So ask yourself, you know, you may ask yourself, what does that look like for me? You know, Pastor Jazz, I got to know. I'm not even, you know, you have to know this. I'm not even close to where I should be as a Christian. Maybe you're saying that. Maybe you're saying, how is God going to use me? I'm so quiet. I'm shy. I get overwhelmed by people. Maybe you're saying, I don't even know where to begin to tell someone about Jesus. I don't even know how to pray. You know, I remember a story, Leslie telling me this story from when she worked at Surrey Memorial Hospital. She worked in the CCU, a critical care unit, and was treating a lady who had just had a severe stroke. She'd been paralyzed on her left side and was unable to move her arm or leg. There was no movement or feeling. And this was a life-changing moment for this woman. Leslie was working in physiotherapy at the time, and as she walked to her bedside and sat near her, she took this woman's hand and asked, how are you feeling today? And then introduced herself. And as she began her treatment, this older woman said to Leslie, I guess God still has me here to pray for our pastors and missionaries. That's why he still needs me here. Not even knowing that Leslie was a believer, this lady was being a light even in her most difficult situation. You know, Leslie told me that moment actually shaped her life. That shaped Leslie's life. That no matter how badly your life is going, you can still be a light. You know, sometimes in life, those storms are so much more real than we can let on. Sometimes those waves are so overwhelming, it seems like you can't catch a break. Yet Jesus Jesus must be the hope that everyone can see. He's called you and I. He's called you and I to be light, the light of Jesus in this community. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5 and 7. We're going to draw to a close here. I'm going to invite the worship team to come and join me. This is what God, the Lord, says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. See, God says, I've called you. Let that sit with you again. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. Wow. That is rich. That's life-giving. And that's a promise over your life. Well, let me come back to that verse again. Psalm 27, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? You know, as you write these verses on your hearts and as you walk out these words this week, what will that prayer look like for you personally? What will that look like for CLA? I'm just going to invite the worship team to come and join me. And I want to just pray over you this morning. And if God is speaking to you, if he's stirring in you, and I believe God is, in some of you, God's really stirring you this morning. He's stirring that vision in you. He's stirring up in you some questions. Maybe he's stirring up in you some things that he wants you to move forward in this year. I want to invite you to just come forward and be prayed for. I want to invite our board to be prepared to just come, okay, and help me with that, as those would come. Why don't you just take a moment and just close your eyes and pray with me this morning. Father, we accept and stand on the vision that we are a lighthouse in this community and on this Sunshine Coast. May we be solid and consistent in the mission that God has for us, to share the good news of Jesus, to create space for people to experience God, to care for the widow and the orphan, to see people baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, to believe that there's so much more in store for his people. Father God, I pray for each and every single person that would call this church their home. Lord, that they would have freedom in their lives, not to be held back, but to walk forward in freedom. Lord, I pray for those who are just maybe having a really hard time, who are just wrestling through some really hard things. Jesus, would you open up a way for them to move forward? God, it's only you that can do that. I know that, Lord. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, just continue to do a work. God, we will be patient, we will have mercy, Lord, and we will have wisdom in what we can do here, Lord. But we will trust you, God, to do the work that only you can do deep in each and every single person's life. Father, help us to continue to love and care for one another. God, help us to grow with each other. Lord, help us to see that picture that you've given us, Lord, to be a lighthouse, that each of us can be that, and that together as a body, we can have that firm foundation in you. We just pray, God, that you would just speak really clearly to each and every one here today. Father, be our anchor. Be that consistent thing in our lives, Lord, that never changes, never moves, but you're always there. And God, help us to actually develop relationships with one another that would have depth, that would have roots, that would be open to growing. and challenge. We just thank you, Lord, for today. Pray that you continue to speak. Continue to lead, Lord. Have your way. Amen.